Good morning. This is your Wellness Wake Up Call with Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Today's topic is kind mind, happy heart, what you can do to boost your mood and protect your heart. In a study from the Journal of Social Psychology, researchers investigated the effects of a 7-day kindness activities intervention on changes in happiness. The people in the study were instructed to carry out acts of kindness during a 7-day period, and the researchers measured happiness of each person before and after the intervention. The study revealed that being kind to oneself, a friend or stranger, and even witnessing kind acts boosted levels of happiness. There was also a positive correlation between the number of kind acts performed and the level of happiness reported. Let's strive to be the person that fosters kindness in others. We can't force others to be kind, but we can influence others with our own kind acts and generosity. Kindness has many forms, but the purest requires no payback. So how do you show kindness to yourself, your family, and even strangers that you meet? This week, challenge yourself to a 7-day kindness intervention. Do one small kind thing each day for someone. And at the end of the week, pay attention to the impact it's had on you, both physically and mentally. Here are 7 random acts of kindness to try in the week ahead. You can shovel a driveway or sidewalk for a neighbor, send anonymous flowers to brighten someone's day, pay for the person behind you in the drive-through line, or offer to help someone who seems to be struggling. You can try a drop and dash when you leave a goodie bag and a heartfelt note on someone's doorstep, bring food to an animal shelter in need, and even leave a positive review online for a business or restaurant that provided good service lately. There is no better time to spread the love and sprinkle kindness in the world around you. February is not only home to Valentine's Day, but it's also American Heart Month. Start by showing yourself some love and figure out what you need to be well in spirit, mind, and body. When we take care of ourselves first, we can fully be there for someone else. Improving your mental and emotional state will positively impact your physical well-being. So in addition to a kind mind, food choices can improve your heart health and help manage conditions like high cholesterol and high blood pressure. While heart disease remains the leading cause of death in Illinois, 80% of cases are preventable. This February, join the Illinois Extension Nutrition and Wellness Team as we launch a unique 4-part webinar series dedicated to helping you prevent and manage heart disease. Each 30-minute class will explore key nutrients for improving heart health, followed by a live food demonstration of a heart-healthy meal. These webinars will take place on Thursdays from 11 to 11:30 a.m., beginning February 18th and running through March 11th. February 18th, you'll get the scoop on sodium. February 25th is the facts on fats. March 4th is a focus on fiber, and March 11th is all about sweets. For more information and to register for this free heart health series, visit go.illinois.edu/healthybeats. And as always, you can find a copy of this episode and additional resources at wvik.org/wellness. Thank you for listening. This has been Kristen Bogdonis, nutrition and wellness educator for University of Illinois Extension, serving Rock Island, Henry, Mercer, and Stark counties. Wellness Wake Up Call is produced by WVIK in partnership with University of Illinois Extension and sponsored by the Planning Center in Moline, assisting men and women with financial wellness and preparation for life's transitions, including retirement planning, college savings, marital changes, and estate planning.